Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, our Friday home, until the football season starts again. Big events, big games, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, why don't you guess on this poll for me? Do you still believe the Phillies are World Series contenders? Yes or no? On the Twitter poll?
No.
What do you think the number is?
58% say no.
You actually got this one completely opposite.
Ah, really?
We have 59.3% that say yes.
How about that?
Yeah. Now, they're not, I feel, now again, I do not feel a buzz, so maybe people are.
Again, I think people just think they're
lying
good.
To you.
Yeah.
I don't think they're lying. I think people are, they're good. We'll see. Which is a tough
being
way to go through.
Being good and being World Series contenders
is different.
Two different things.
But they are World Series contenders.
But
yeah,
I don't.
Do people really believe that?
I think so.
I think if you put people on a lie detector test,
I don't think
they would pass that with actually believing they can win the World Series.
If the majority of people, even if 60% of people felt this was a World Series team, we would feel a buzz about this.
Right, right. I didn't even feel it at spring training.
Exactly.
People were happy. They liked it. They were there.
I think. Now, we may be taking it for granted that we got a good baseball team.
That's possible, too.
Yeah, yep. But I hate to keep comparing them to the Sixers, but going into every year, we weren't talking about the Sixers being a playoff team.
Right, we were talking about they going to win a championship?
Right, that's a given that they're a playoff team. They're a good basketball team. And it's actually harder to make the playoffs in baseball, obviously, than it is in the NBA.
Yep.
But even with that, I think people know we have a good roster. Like, we know we got a good baseball roster.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference between the Sixers and the Phillies in the conversation is the Sixers conversation always just came back to Joel.
Right.
It always just came back to, is he good enough?
Is he good enough to take us there?
And whereas the Phillies, there's a lot more to actually weigh and figure out. And we all believe in Bryce. Everybody believes in Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler. Those aren't the questions for most people.
It's the other players that... is the outfield. Is the outfield good enough,
right?
Center field, right field. Well, it's Stott. Looks good in spring training, but can you keep it going through the regular season? You know, Bomer. I don't know how many people are in on Alec Bohm.
Right.
He's a guy that's a mixed bag on him out there.
215-592-9494. Rick in Easton. You're on WIP. What's up, Rick?
Good afternoon, guys. You know, I think I'm more excited about baseball because – when you play it in high school and college, it's something you can still play into your 50s. And so I agree with what Ike is saying. I'm excited for this season because whenever the spring comes around, you get excited for baseball. You know the fans are excited. But my concern is what you two and three guys are talking about. Will the five or six offensive players that we depend on, will they deliver when the heat comes on and when it gets time for the postseason?
Yeah, let me go back for a second with you there, Rick.
Yeah.
There's not – I know you are probably playing baseball into your 50s. That most people don't play baseball after Little League. I mean, baseball as an adult is really hard. You got to find 18 people. Yeah. Like, most people can play basketball.
Unless you're going to fantasy camp every year.
Right. Like, who the hell is playing baseball?
Baseball and, leagues. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Like, baseball, I think.
Softball, maybe, not baseball.
I actually think baseball is probably the toughest one. It's people play football out in the backyard. Nobody plays baseball out in the backyard.
We got to bring stickball back.
More like baseball or football or softball. Versus, you're not going to put the pads on when you're in your 30s.
Well, that's true.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's what I'm getting at. I played softball till I was 53. So, okay. but that's me, and that's why I get excited because I love the game. Don't get me wrong, I love the Eagles also. I just am concerned about the five or six core offensive players that we're going to need to depend on. But Jack said it. In October, and that's a concern of mine. The pitching staff I'm excited about because I don't know if many teams have the pitching staff that the Phillies have, to be right. honest with you, especially yep. the starters. It's just those six guys that we depend on to play some small ball if the big bombs are not working, and that's a concern when it gets to close to September and October.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and Rick, give us your go-to Brit for next question today.
Sean Connery.
Oh, that's awesome. A good answer. That's a good answer.
Best Sean Connery movie.
What was the submarine movie? Was that Red October?
Yes.
I would say my favorite is Red October.
That real Red October, am I right?
Yeah.
You know my favorite.
That's actually funny. Given we're talking about the Phillies, I didn't think about that. That would be my favorite Sean
that's
Connery.
A good one. Yeah. I like that one.
Mine's Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL.
That's not even Sean Connery.
It's my favorite version of Sean Connery.
It's not him.
I don't care.
I'm tarted, man. I can't even say that.
We got our buzz. Country back. Yeah. Oh. I think you can say it again.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. Oh, no.
So I'll go with he's got a lot of them. The Untouchables.
Oh, that's
it. You like The Untouchables?
I never saw it.
You never seen The Untouchables?
Nah.
Oh, it's a gangster movie.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Al Capone.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, mob stuff. You know me and mob stuff. It's too fake. I just don't buy it.
But again, horror movies.
Yeah.
Well, very real.
A lot of people have been murdered. You know, The Stranger's based on a true story. You know?
Well, there's murders in mob movies.
They make them horror movies then.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
He is the best James Bond.
Oh, Sean Connery, yeah.
Yes.
Most people, it's Roger Moore, Sean Connery. And who is after Roger Moore, Sean Connery? Was it?
Yeah, Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton, then Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember him from...
We're just naming off Brits.
Yeah, keep naming them.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the TV show Pierce Brosnan played in?
Shoot.
The hell was that? Nice?
It's early 80s.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm not going to let a listener do this.
NBC.
Yep. It was.
Who was
people are screaming at Remington Steele.
Remington Steele.
Remington Steele. Come on, man.
That's pretty good.
All right.
The Eagles signed a kick returner.
Breaking news.
You know Buzz is back there scrambling.
Yeah.
The Eagles have signed kick returner, punt returner Avery Williams to a one-year deal. So Britton
Covey. The Spurs coach? Oh, that's Avery Johnson.
Avery Johnson.
Who's Avery Williams?
Yeah, I don't know Avery Williams.
Well, Britton Covey, but he had a good run.
Yeah. What about Steve Avery? That's another Avery I know.
Where's he from? Where did he play at?
I don't know. Look him up.
Williams.
Avery Williams. We'll have to ask Elliot. Elliot, you better start Googling. You're on with us.
Did you see the – now, do you think Elliot was doing a bit, or do you think he was real when he tweeted out that the long snapper that they signed today was on his list of free agency wanted?
No, I bet it was.
You think he's breaking down long snaps?
I bet he is.
Listen, Elliot has tweeted so much.
Yeah, he has so much content.
I can't even keep up with what he says and what he puts on Twitter.
Yep, you can't. There's too much.
I mean, he puts this long list of stuff out that he's writing about with Adoree Jackson, man. I'm like, seriously?
Yeah. One word, sucks.
He does.
That's the tweet.
Since Howie's got hit with a beer can,
yeah,
all he signed is bad players.
He's like Bizarro Howie.
Yeah.
He's like, let me find all the players who've gotten consistently worse for 5 years.
Part of me wants to see these players be bad just so y'all can continue with when Howie got hit with the beer can.
Yes, yeah.
Because you know that's going to stick at some point.
If they draft poorly, he's back to drafting TCU.
Wasn't there a show where somebody got hit in the head and they started talking in a British accent?
Yeah, well, it's sort of like the plots of my favorite movie as a kid, like Mike, where, you know, he took the shoes, they put him on the lapole,
yeah,
got shocked, yeah, and he turned into young Michael Jordan. Bow wow.
Oh, didn't Dwight get hit in the head once? In Dwight got a concussion once.
How is this anything like Mike?
It has nothing.
Nothing to do with
nothing
Mike.
Nothing to
do with Mike.
I was midway talking through it, and I said, this isn't even close.
Yeah. I was sitting here wondering, like, how's he going to go through this?
What's he talking
I've
about?
Seen like Mike, and I'm like, what is he talking about?
And you
about?
Consistently disrespect like Mike, even though me and your son both tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or like,
my son definitely loves it.
Avery Williams is a Falcon in 2022. I did not believe he's played since. So.
Oh, great.
That's
great.
Why I don't know.
Another guy who didn't play last year.
Two years.
This is great.
Dude, yeah. A.J. Dillon.
Anybody else who took 2024 off?
A.J. Dillon can't play. Adoree Jackson can't play. This guy hasn't played in 2 years. They signed a long snapper.
Boy, Howie is really testing our NLB trust.
He's really trying to outsmart himself.
It's unbelievable.
215.
He's not even a football guy.
215-592-9494. If you're not excited by the Phillies, why are you not now? I'll tell you about being excited. I have no problems getting excited in the bedroom.
Oh, man.
When it happens.
None. Yes. None. And if you're excited, like, you know, you want to be able to perform at the highest level.
That's right.
And the only way to do it, well, I guess it's not the only way to do it. You could be doing it naturally. But if you need a little help, Blue Chew's the way to go.
There we go.
It's a little help. A little help in your pocket. A little help in your wallet.
Oh, wait,
well,
you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. No, we're in lockstep.
Look, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Mm-hmm. But there's many, many, many advantages to Blue Chew. Mm. First of all, Ike, it's a chewable.
There you go.
So anytime, it's easy. I've said, keep one in your wallet, keep one in your car. That way, you're on the way home, you know it's time.
Pocket rocket.
No.
Pop it in.
Pop in the Blue Chew.
Yes, that's what I'm
talking
about.
You are out of control. Yes. You got to go home, Jack. Yeah. Pop in the Blue Chew. Another advantage. It's all online. So you don't have to wait 3 months for a doctor's appointment. Mm. You also don't have to sit across the doctor's office with some, you know, old guy and tell him that you need, you know, a pill to get it going.
Right. That'd be bad for me because I'm recognizable.
Yes, all online. And because it's all online, they ship it to you right from right here in the U.S. Comes in your mailbox in a
discreet package.
That is
hard.
H-A-R-D.
That's the right. So no waiting at the pharmacy. Look, man, you want to be able to kick ass in the bedroom, and Blue Chew will help you do it. You just got to go to BlueChew.com. You very quickly meet with one of their licensed medical professionals on there. Mm-hmm. It's a few minutes. They figure out what the right mix of ingredients is for you. And then the first month is for free with promo code 94. Just in the promo code box, put 94. All you do is pay for the shipping for the first month for free. Blue Chew, and then you...
chew it and do it.
Chew it!
Yeah.
Do it! Chew it!
Wow.
Buzz is ahead of you this week, Jack.
No, he's got the belt for sure.
Yeah, he does have the belt.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Tom in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, what a great segue to my call, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you going to give us some hard opinions here, Tom?
You guys are nuts. Yeah. Listen, how are you?
Listen, we're good.
I am done talking about the Eagles for right now. Okay, I want to talk about the Phillies and why I'm not really excited. And the reason is, I don't think that we don't have the segue of coming in with the Sixers and the Flyers making a playoff run. Okay, so we're going from a Super Bowl champion to now we're going into a team that really hasn't made any changes. We're hoping that they have a better approach at the plate and they play small ball, make more runs. I don't know. But we can win 162 games. We could win that and, just say we win the division by 10 games.
Right.
It's all going to come down to the playoffs and what we do in the playoffs.
So but can I ask you this, Tom? Hasn't there been – well, I know we've had examples of them not winning in the playoffs, but we've also had examples of them winning in the playoffs, too.
Like, if I wanted to be Elliott on the Phillies, right?
Right.
I would tell you they have the most postseason wins in baseball the last 3 years.
And they do.
And they do, by six.
Right, which is considerable.
Yeah, but I think that's being disingenuous, but it does matter.
They've won a lot of playoff games. They've won playoff series. They have. And they're one or two at-bats in 2023 from being in the World Series again. You know, and last year, I know it, Tom, that series against the Mets was a disgrace, and even if we didn't say it out loud, we could all see it coming from weeks away, how they were going to play in the playoffs, how they played in that second half of the year. I just feel like this team is that we're letting the way that the playoffs ended sort of cloud our vision on how good they really are.
We're not forgetting.
Yes, well, whatever it is, I think there is a little – I know, like you keep saying, we know they're good.
Right.
I don't even know if people know that they're good. I think we've almost gone so far the other way that we forget that they're good.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, they've started to be labeled as chokers,
right?
Which is a tough one to get out of.
Yes.
Right, well, listen, I am not from Missouri, but I'm at the point now. It's a show me, me what could happen. Yeah, I mean, it's a long 162 games is a long season. I mean, you're going to have ebbs and flows, and I get that, injuries and so on. And let's say we win the division. I don't care if we win the division. I want to win the playoffs.
Yep.
So you're just waiting, essentially. That's where you are.
Yeah, and I think my lack of excitement is because I don't have any Sixers playoffs that I'm looking forward to, Flyers playoffs. I'm coming off of a Super Bowl win, and I've got nothing now, and I have to wait for a 162-game season to boil down to –
Yeah, but isn't that miserable, though, in a way? And not saying you're miserable, Tom, but it feels a little – 162 games is a lot of games to just sit through and say, well,
I'm just waiting.
And
yeah.
And I'll have fun with it. I like the smell of fresh grass.
Come on, little hot dogs.
And listen, I got beautiful. A great Brit for you.
Yeah? Who's your go-to Brit?
All right, this guy's still standing. And he gave us Philadelphia freedom. And he's been rated a sir.
Oh, yeah.
Sir Elton John.
There you go.
True goat.
Elton John is a good Brit.
Oh, that's great.
You more of an Elton John guy or a Billy Joel guy?
Elton John, 10 times out of 10. Billy Joel, ooh, way overrated. I know they love Billy Joel in Philly, but Billy Joel's way overrated. Elton John is two times what Billy Joel is.
All right. So we got music Spike out.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Elton John is way better than Billy Joel. What, your opinion, Ike?
Well, does it matter?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? You don't have an opinion? Right? Elton John or Billy Joel?
I think I'd go Elton John.
Yeah, I'm more of an Elton John guy.
Yeah, there you go.
We just got bullied into Elton John.
Well, you can pick Billy Joel if you want. This guy's a fraud.
We could play
a little troll-looking fraud.
Well,
Italian restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Uptown Girl. I get it.
So, yeah. Should we play Rocket Man under the next Blue Tree read?
Oh, well, we can't.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Ideas.
Elton John is certainly the more entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Not even close.
But congratulations on selling out Madison Square Garden, Billy.
Yeah, I get it.
Congratulations.
Everybody loves you on nothing. Long Island.
It's not that it's not nothing, but like Fish has done it.
Well, a lot of bands have. Well, Billy Joel has done it more than anybody.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
215-592-9494. If you're not excited for the Phillies, why not? Is it the
Man
Super
up.
Bowl haze? Is it the you don't trust them? Or are you? 215-592-9494. Now, I can tell you another person who is excited. And Milton Williams is excited. So Milton Williams, former Eagles defensive tackle, signed a four-year, $104 million deal with the New England Patriots. I believe the most guaranteed money that the Patriots have ever handed out to anyone.
Yeah, you know, they're tied up there now.
They are.
It helped their fraud quarterback, you know,
yeah.
with the contracts.
Oh, wow.
So here is – now, Milton Williams had something interesting to say about that contract. Here is Milton Williams at his welcome press conference yesterday.
Yeah, that's a blessing, man. Now, I just won Super Bowl a couple weeks ago, so I thought that was, like, the biggest day of my life. But I feel, this probably going to jump that for sure, you know. Being known as the highest average salary or whatever, however you want to call it, that's big, man.
So let me ask you this.
It's that bag talking.
Yeah. And you remember Josh Sweat said when he signed with Drew Rosenhaus it was the biggest day of his life.
Yeah.
So – how does it – you I never do – I don't do former player thing to you a lot.
Sure.
But you as a former player, mm-hmm. like how do you think about somebody saying that they just won a Super Bowl 2 weeks ago, but this contract is a bigger deal than winning the Super Bowl?
I understand it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I do too.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Getting $50
guaranteed.
Yes, sir. $74 million guaranteed.
Is that what he got? 74?
Yeah, guaranteed? I believe it's.
But Milton Williams?
Because it's 100
something. It was close
overall.
To 70.
Oh, wow.
It was close to 70.
Yeah, so yeah, the rest of his life and his family is set for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, totally.
I guess I get it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And you got to think about it for him. And I know the Super Bowl does mean a lot to him. It means he's going to be tied forever with this squad this year and into this organization. They're going to have anniversaries. They're going to have reunions, all that type of stuff. That ain't putting money in your pocket the way that $60 million, $70 million just did.
Yeah.
So I totally understand that. I often say this. Now, I'm also one who does not have a ring, right? I don't have the ring.
Is that true? Have you won at any level?
No.
Okay.
I got a wedding ring.
Okay. Well, you won there.
Yes.
Big win.
Yes, it was.
Shout out, Renee.
Shout out.
Yep.
Cut that audio.
Yeah.
But you know, as a player, once you make it to the league, you obviously want to get in the league. But once you make it to the league. Securing financial security is your number one objective.
Yeah.
Unless you come from money. You know,
right.
Some guys do. Like, yeah, but most guys that are in the NFL or professional athletes don't come from this type of money. So when you get a chance to attain generational wealth like this, it feels like, yeah, you have arrived. It's great to win a Super Bowl. It's great to win a Super Bowl. But that's more or less icing on the cake.
Yeah, Super Bowls only really matter for quarterbacks and head coaches.
Yes.
Because you're talking about legacies and like Hall of Fame.
Or great players.
Sure, like Dawkins.
But even Dawg, to that extent, was great enough that it didn't stop him from getting to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
But sometimes the Super Bowl can help some players get catapulted.
Well, sure.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, we're talking
Hall
about Eli Manning versus Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Right? Played in the same era. Philip Rivers objectively
way
better.
Way better than Eli. Yeah.
But they're like Philip Rivers is not thought of the same way that Eli Manning is thought of.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I was the Patriots and I heard that quote, I might be a little, you know.
Yeah, how about both over here? Yeah.
Well, part of it is, real quick, part of it is he's saying how grateful he is that the Patriots have thought this highly of him.
Right.
To do that.
An organization like that, in his life, the best organization in football.
Exactly, right? He's probably amazed, like, really? Tom Brady didn't make more than this?
Right. He wasn't around for the 49ers and the Cowboys and all of those eras.
The Patriots are, all these kids, dynasty.
And the other thing for Milton Williams is I truly believe that, him being a part of the team that won the Super Bowl helped get him that money.
Yes.
If for no other reason than, and I know general managers know about the regular season, but when you're playing, when you play four playoff games, and two of them is a championship game and a Super Bowl, the focus because of all the storylines, like, your storyline gets amplified.
Definitely.
So it's not just – they have 2 weeks to fill up talking about the Super Bowl, and you can only talk about Jalen Hurts for so much. So all of a sudden the focus starts going on, wow, look at how
the
great Milton Williams
this guy,
has been.
That guy, yeah.
So I think that run, not just winning the Super Bowl, but the ability to be in the spotlight for five extra weeks, mm-hmm. Help make Milton Williams that money.
Is he still the highest paid free agent?
I believe so.
Because the other guys got traded.
Guys were already on
that
team.
Or they got traded. Like, DK got traded to a team and then got paid more money.
Miles Garrett was already
on the Browns. But I think Milton Williams.
He got more than Max Crosby.
Did he?
Yeah, I think $1 million more or $2 million more. I think Max Crosby's deal was 102 or 103, and Milton Williams is 104.
Man.
Almost exactly like the deal that the Eagles gave Adoree Jackson. All right, 215-592.
I was about to say what?
215-592-9494. We are less than 2 weeks away from Philly season, and it seems like there is no buzz at all. If you are not excited, why is that? Why are you not more pumped for Philly season? Next question today is give us your go-to Brit. It is Michael Caine's birthday. Elliot Shore Parks will join us next. We'll break down the newest Eagle signings, the long snapper and Adoree Jackson, and a statement that Elliot made earlier today on WIP that I want to ask him about.
And I think his reaction to the Jake Rosenberg interview.
Yes.
Is he still as confident as he was?
You're right. Right. After
did he listen?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no way Elliot's brain wasn't as scrambled as all of our brains were after Jake's interview. Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.